Hello, bold business leaders. Welcome to your 5-minute inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we're all busy, so I want to thank you for giving yourself these 5 minutes to level set your day. You are an energetic warrior that goes into this very negative world each and every day, and yet you know the power of positivity. You are the light that naturally aims high and knows that love will conquer all. Today I want to talk about words. Words matter. It's not what others say about you that matters. It's what you say to yourself that matters. It's critical that we remember the impact of telling our own truth. It's also critical that we remember the power of words. We must first start with ourselves. Are you following your heart with action and words that are honest, kind, and aligned? Or are you trying to be someone that you're simply not? When actions and words do not match with others, when they don't match with yourself, watch out. No doubt. It's then called propaganda. Watch out for those false prophets, manipulating coworkers, and cunning business people that distract you with their praise to just simply meet their agenda. Watch out for the people that use overly kind words over and over again, the same words of praise when they speak to others. When their actions don't line up with their words, walk away, my friend. Walk away fast. That is same as we should do with ourselves. When our self-talk does not line up with our heart's needs, we must make a shift. So what we have to do is we have to be true to ourselves. How do we do this? First, we have to know that there's a problem. We have to acknowledge it. Here are the signs. First, it's all about the little things that matter. It's when you say yes when you meant no. How many of us have done that? It's also about what your gut says. When your gut says watch out, but you still go into it without caution. Number three, it's when someone shows you who they are and yet you dismiss it. And number four, it's when you avoid doing it. These are all signs you need to speak your own truth. In Miguel Ruiz's First Agreement, he talks about being impeccable with your words. His book is called The Four Agreements, and I highly recommend you watch it if you can. In fact, I've included a link here in the podcast. He says, if you love me, you will use words of love. If you don't, your words will be poison. If you make a commitment to be impeccable with your word, then you are using your magic correctly. He goes on to say, the most powerful gift we have as humans in the world is our voice. And yet when we use it against each other, when we use it to create fear, hate, and doubt, it is poison. Therefore, my beautiful ladies, my beautiful souls, your mantra is, I love, I learn, I grow. If you feel resistance within your solar plexus or anywhere within your ego, that means, are you feeling doubt and fear? That is resistance. Push it out with a deep, deep breath and repeat it. I love, I learn, I grow. Thank you for listening today. I am grateful for you. I am grateful for your time. I believe in you, and I know that you can truly shift into a life that is full of abundance, love, and light. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or need help. I'm here to serve at Bold BIZ Coach on Instagram or on Twitter, or sign up for my exclusive collection of strong and inspired women at kindlepike.com. Have a wonderful day, and remember, your words matter.